From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 12, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at www.arrl.org. Sitting in for Sean Kutzko, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY. The Amateur Radio Parity Act was among three bills that the U.S. House Subcommittee on Communications and Technology considered in a February 11th markup session. The measure was then sent to the House Energy and Commerce Committee for future consideration. The Subcommittee on Communications and Technology is chaired by Representative Greg Walden, W7EQI, who, during a January 12th subcommittee hearing, called the measure, quote, a common-sense bill, close quote, and urged his colleagues' support. Subcommittee members may submit in advance any amendments that they might have to any bills being considered during a markup session. The House bill sponsor, Representative Adam Kinziger, also spoke in favor of the bill at the January 12th hearing, explaining that hams in some neighborhoods are, quote, outright prohibited, close quote, from erecting antennas on their properties. He cited amateur radio's role in emergency communication support and said his bill's reasonable accommodation standard would not mandate placement, size, or aesthetics regarding an outdoor antenna, instead leaving ham radio operators and homeowners associations to decide those issues among themselves. The bill would direct the FCC to extend its rules relating to reasonable accommodation of amateur service communications to private land use restrictions, such as deed covenants, conditions, and restrictions. The bill has attracted 120 co-sponsors from both sides of the aisle. An identical U.S. Senate measure has attracted three co-sponsors. It cleared the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation last November. Making his inaugural ARRL National Convention appearance this week as ARRL President, Rick Roderick, K5UR, said he's looking forward to meeting many league members in person in Orlando. The 2016 ARRL National Convention is February 12th through the 14th and is hosted by the Orlando Hamcation, which is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. Over his term, President Roderick said his emphasis will be on implementing the 5-year strategic plan that the ARRL Board of Directors adopted at its annual meeting in mid-January. Roderick said the plan will, quote, help grow and advance amateur radio and make the league stronger and more responsive to its members, close quote. He also said he'll put forth an effort to secure passage of the Amateur Radio Parity Act, as well as improved enforcement by the FCC. President Roderick is the league's 16th president, succeeding Kay Craigie, N3KN, who served for three terms as the league's president. An ARRL Life member, he has been a radio amateur for 48 years and lives in Little Rock, Arkansas. President Roderick has appointed Matt Holden, K0BBC, to serve as Dakota Division Vice Director, effective February 4th. Holden, an ARRL Life member, lives in Bloomington, Minnesota. He succeeds former Vice Director Kent Olson, KA0LDG. Olson became the Dakota Division Director when former Director Greg Wyden, K0GW, was elected as ARRL First Vice President at the Board of Directors annual meeting in mid-January. Holden, age 46, will serve out the remainder of the current term of office, which ends on January 1, 2017. Holden serves as president of the Bloomington Amateur Radio Association. He is ARRI's emergency coordinator for the city of Bloomington and a Minnesota Section Public Information Officer. He is an information technology professional with Delta Airlines. Holden is active with the Bloomington Communications Group, the Twin Cities DX Association, the Minnesota Wireless Association, and the Northern Lights Radio Society. In National Park On the Air news, our congratulations to Gary Stone, N5PHT, who just wrapped up 10 days of operating at Chickasaw National Recreation Area in Oklahoma. From January 29th to February 8th, Gary made 1,718 contacts with 1,361 unique call signs. He worked all 50 states and just missed worked all states on CW. 32 National Parks on the Air activations are scheduled between February the 11th and the 17th, including one at Chaco Cultural National Historic Park by W5IL. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
For those of you that like collecting data, FoxTelem version 1.03 has been released. This version of FoxTelem uses a new data file format. While we store our data on the server in an SQL database, we use a flat file database for FoxTelem. A flat file format is nearly optimal for a program that mostly adds new data to the end of a growing list. With that said, we need to be able to load sections of the data into memory for efficient analysis. The new data file format allows that. If you have been downloading data from the server for analysis, you will see that this format is much faster. One major change is the ability to automatically switch between low speed and high speed. The auto mode actually runs both decoders at the same time, so make sure your computer has enough CPU power to cope. Graphing has been updated to support better analysis of the spacecraft by AMPSAT operations team and amateur scientists everywhere. This version also contains new features that will be required for Fox 1 CLIF and Fox 1D. You can download the new software at AMPSAT.org, click on Fox Project, and then on FoxTelem software. Thanks to the AMPSAT News Service for this week's story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
The ARRL and the American Red Cross have signed a new Memorandum of Understanding. The memorandum spells out how amateur radio emergency service volunteers will interface with the Red Cross in the event that ARRL teams are asked by the Red Cross to assist in a disaster or emergency response. Quote, "Whenever there is a disaster requiring the use of amateur radio communications resources and/or facilities, the local Red Cross region or chapter may request the assistance of the local ARRL organization responsible for the jurisdiction of the scene of the disaster." Close quote. Such assistance would include mobilization of ARRL personnel in accordance with a prearranged plan and the establishment of communication as necessary during a disaster or emergency. Generally, the Memorandum of Understanding sets the parameters of the partnership between the ARRL and the Red Cross to provide assistance in communities affected by disasters. The new Memorandum of Understanding also clarifies that ARRL volunteers assisting the Red Cross, but not registered as Red Cross volunteers, do not have to undergo a prior background check. Radio amateurs who register as Red Cross volunteers, however, must abide by the Red Cross's background check requirement. Stormy weather that plagued the final days of the South Georgia VP-8 SGID expedition eventually caused the team to cut short their operation for safety concerns. Apparent pirates signing VP-8 SGI and VP-8 SGI Maritime Mobile showed up briefly on the de-expedition's announced frequencies after the team's retreat. The crew is now back aboard ship and heading back to the Falkland Islands, where the team will operate as VP-8 IDX. On the South Sandwich leg of the de-expedition, VP-8 STI logged 54,642 contacts during its weather-shortened stay on southern Thule Island. From South Georgia, VP-8 SGI logged 82,847 contacts, topping its 80,000 contact goal. The Southeastern VHF Society, the Northeast Weak Signal Group, and the Mount Airy VHF Radio Club are sponsoring a Super VHF conference hosted by the Grid Pirates Contest Group and Directive Systems and Engineering. The conference will take place April 15th through the 17th in Sterling, Virginia. The event will feature an array of forums and workshops, a test lab, and a conference banquet. And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League. the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at www.arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL, and all rights are reserved. Until next week, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, 73s, and thanks for listening.